I'm real excited about the person we have on here tonight. My name is Danny Martin. I am a National Marketing Director 100 Club member with Juice Plus, and I've been with the company in my 24th year now. I do reside in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area, and this has just been a life-changing business for myself and my family. My wife, Debbie, is also a 100 Club member, National Marketing Director, and as I said, we've been in the business full-time for quite a number of years. And one of the great pleasures, I really have to say, that I get out of our business is the people that we meet, the friendships and relationships that we develop with people around the world. I mean, it really is a Juice Plus family. It really feels that way to me. And this young lady that I'm going to bring online to let you hear from tonight is one of those people. I met Jill Sell some years ago, and just was impressed and inspired by her story, and what she's been able to accomplish in our business. I had the great pleasure and fortune to be able to go up to her hometown of Fort Wayne, Indiana, where she resides now, and work up there for a few days and meet a lot of people that's part of her team. And the reflection that Jill has for her team and her team for her is just unbelievable. Some of the greatest, nicest, most wonderful people you'll ever want to meet in your life. And I told them, I said, the only thing that I want to ask is that they invite me back someday, because I really enjoyed working in that area and meeting so many great people. So let me tell you a little bit about Jill and why we have asked her to come on to the call tonight. Once I met Jill, as I said, a couple of years ago, and I heard her speak and train and heard her story, we actually invited her to come down to our weekend boot camp that we do every year here in the Louisiana area. We call it the Swamp Stomp Boot Camp. And Jill came in last year and did that for us, and was just one of, if not the best trainer that we've ever had at our boot camp. She was so effective. And I know we've had some great ones, but she's right up there at the top with a lot of those that we've had in here. She's a registered nurse. She is from Fort Wayne, Indiana. She's a mother of three. And in nursing, she worked in many different areas, and she enjoyed her career in nursing, but she officially retired as her Juice Plus business, kind of, you know, her regular plan A got in, you know, started interrupting her plan B. It got in the way of her plan B, which is her Juice Plus business. So today, she has hung those scrubs up, and she focuses totally on not only physical health with people with our Juice Plus product, but as Jill says, financial health with our Juice Plus virtual franchise. And, you know, Jill understands what kind of sickness and what type of stress that can be created through financial sickness, and so she focuses on both. So she's a great, great person to talk to us tonight about our business, about a Juice Plus virtual franchise. You know, Jill, like many of us that's been in the business any length of time, sometimes you get to a point where you feel like you hit a roadblock here and there. And she did that right back after making QNMD, or Qualifying National Marketing Director, back in 2011. Then she developed what Jill said was an NMD mindset. And I often say, if you would like to be a national marketing director, our top position in the company worldwide, then you should start acting like one, no matter what position you are in our company. And if you do that, the title will come later. And that's exactly what she did. With her attitude, along with developing the Startup Sunday, Momentum Monday, Team Building Tuesday program, which many people have plugged into around the world, she went to NMD, and not only did she go to NMD, she went to NMD by growing her business over 100% that year. She was one of the top earners and number one in team building bonuses earned. She became 12 Club Member of the Year with our business. And then in 2012, last year, for the Jeff Roberti Group, which is my sponsor in the business, our top money earner worldwide, Jeff, he gave some awards out and awarded Jill $5,000 cash for having the most business growth in his organization last year. So, guys, you know, when Jeff Roberti has earned about $80 million, and this lady was the top producer and growing her business last year, I really think we all should take some notes and pay attention. So with that, I would like to bring online and introduce you to my friend, one of my mentors, and one of my business associates, Ms. Jill Sell. Jill?
Thank you, Danny. This is a huge honor. You know, I love you and I love your organization. I think the most exciting thing about this is that I looked up to Danny, as many of you do, for so long. And I have a notebook that I still keep, all the notes of different NMDs and different trainings. And I have pages from this Danny Martin. I always wanted to meet him. And it's just, I can't even tell you, it gives me goosebumps now for him to say I'm his business partner. And it warms my heart when he says I'm his friend. So thank you so much. It's a huge honor. And, you know, I'm just going to go straight into this story. I'm not going to give background about how I heard about Juice Plus or any of the years up to QNMD. Because even if you're new, I think these there are some lessons in this story and in this training that will help you along the way. So I'm going to focus a little bit of this talk on where I was when I was what I call stagnant, not to focus on the negative because that's not productive, but just to paint a picture so that you will see the before and after. You'll see what I did to transform that, which really doesn't have a lot to do with me. But also so that you can recognize some of this in your team members or maybe in yourself and say, you know what, maybe I should tweak that, because it's always about growing, evolving. You know, every day we're doing that. I mean, you know, this intro makes me sound like I'm, you know, super Juice Plus woman, and certainly I'm telling you, I have struggles all the time, and there are people way more successful than me. But I did have a lot of growth in my business because of what I'm going to share with you, okay? So there's no real recipe. There's no secret, okay? I do the same thing everybody else does. We all have the same system, the same tools. The difference is us. The difference is, you know, what are you going to decide to do with that, with you, with your mindset, okay? So I don't really have any secrets, but I'll share my story, and I hope it helps a couple of people. So as Danny said, I did make it to qualifying National Marketing Director. I don't want to downplay that. It's a huge accomplishment. Anyone who has done that should be very proud. But what I have learned since then is that the mindset that I had and the activity that I was applying at that time really wasn't going to get me too far beyond that. And if it did, it was going to exhaust me, and I would have had a team culture that I don't know if I would have been, if I were someone, if I'd want to be a part of that. And I have some of my team members on the line right now. And by the way, thanks to my friends who decided to listen to this. So where I was when I made QNMD is, you know, I really thought I was pretty great. You know, I was doing a lot of trainings for people. That's one thing that I do like to do. And I had trained at conference as a sales coordinator. So I was pretty confident about where I was. But I wasn't realistic about where I was as far as on paper. Do you see what I mean? So sometimes we're in demand and people are asking us to do training calls and this and that. But if we don't really look at our business and see truthfully where we are, we can get lost and kind of caught up in our ego. And I just want to be honest with you. I think that's where I was. It felt really good. You know, as a mom of three with some stuff going on in my personal life that was not fun and working full-time as a registered nurse in a pretty stressful cardiac unit, you know, and doing some other things, busy like all of you, it felt really good to get the praise and the pats on the back. And so I think I focused a lot on that. And I was also very driven by what my goals were. And it didn't get me too far after QNMD. So where I was and what I looked like was I was a big complainer. And you might have people on your team like this, or you might be one. So what did I complain about? Now, I wasn't negative Nancy. I wasn't always negative. But I complained to my upline, my support team, a lot, and to a few sideline friends. Now, I've learned a lesson. You never complain down. So I didn't do that. But I complained about my upline. I complained that they weren't doing enough for me. Have you ever heard that before? You know, they don't teach me that. They never showed me that. They don't have time for me. You know, all kinds of complaints. I complained about my team. You know, they weren't doing enough. Why aren't they excited? Have you ever heard anyone say that? You know, I would go to an event and say, I cannot believe Susie's not here. Are you kidding me? You know, what is she doing tonight? You know, or I can't believe that they don't know where the flyer is. What is wrong with people? You know, it was just constant whining and complaining. And I didn't recognize it, obviously, at the time. I complained about dumb people. You know, what the heck's wrong with people? Why don't they understand Juice Plus? What kind of idiot would not want to add Choose Plus to their diet? You know, I'd get in email fights with people. I mean, this is where I was. Now, yes, I was a QNMD, but I think I got there by sheer determination and grit, you know, and passion. But I had a lot to learn. So the other thing was, as far as goals, I had huge goals. You know, from day one, I was one of those one percenters or whatever you call it, that as soon as someone shared the business with me, I immediately saw the marketing plan and said, well, I'm going to do that. Why would you not do that? NMD's right there. I'm just going to check off the boxes and do it, okay? I didn't understand, you know, what that looked like, but I had lots of goals. But guess what? I didn't have a plan. You know, I had all kinds of goals. You know, I had my whiteboard full of what, you know, all these dates and what I was going to do. But you have to have a plan attached to that. I did not have a clear plan. I also, and this may, you know, you may relate to this or think of a few of your team members when I say this, but for me, it truly was about me and my goals. And when people would say, oh, it's about my team, it's not about me, and they'd give their NMD speech and say it's about the journey, I truthfully, inside, Danny, you know me, I tell it like it is. I was like, give me a break. It's not about them, it's about you. I didn't understand it. I couldn't wrap my brain, or whatever you want to call it, around that concept that it truly isn't about us, that, you know, you help others and then you end up helping yourself. I didn't understand that. So, of course, I didn't live that. I also didn't understand the PVC report. Have you ever heard people say this? I said, yeah, well, it's too complicated. I don't understand that. I never sought it out. Or my sponsor never taught me that. My sponsor's not a numbers person, so I'm not a numbers person. That's ridiculous, okay? You know, everybody does the best they can do, and it's our job to figure it out. We're the owners of our own business. Okay, you're the CEO of this franchise, no one else. So I didn't get that. I was acting like an employee, okay, instead of the franchise owner. And so I didn't understand the PVC report. If you're new, that's just the numbers, okay? I didn't get it, you know, and I definitely learned soon that I needed to, and I'll get to that in a minute. The other thing that would describe where I was at that time, and this is as a QNMD, okay, thinking I was going to get to NMD 6 months later, mind you, which is a joke, I thought that wellness presentations, the in-home parties, whatever you want to call them, I thought they were stupid. I mean, I did. I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm better than that. I'm not an in-home party girl. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to peddle Juice Plus for my home. I mean, this is seriously what I thought. I know there are people on your team who are thinking it, but they may not be telling you. So I didn't do them. I thought I had a better way. I'm going to go reinvent the wheel and tell everybody that my way is better. Okay, totally ineffective. So I was working way harder than I needed to because I wasn't embracing what works. Success leaves clues, and I was completely ignoring them. Wellness presentations was one of them. The other thing, and this is probably the last negative thing I'll say, and then we'll focus on what I did to change that, is that, you know, I really was trying to force things. I wasn't, not only wasn't making it about other people, but I was trying to force goals and outcomes in my business and on to team members. Have you ever done that or heard of people that do that? I mean, this was me. You know, I would have a distributor, you know, Joe, you know, and I would say to myself, you know, well, I want him to do this. I know he needs this. So it's just going to happen. Why? Because I said so. You know, I didn't bother talking to Joe about what he wanted. What are your goals? You know, what do you want from this? What do you want from life? Maybe Joe doesn't want more than $500 a month. Maybe Joe doesn't want to be an NMD. I didn't care, you see, because it was about me. Now, you know, partly I did do it with them in mind because I would say, well, Joe needs to make his house payment. He told me that. You know, Joe needs this. Joe wants to take vacations. So I did it for me and for them. But the problem is if they don't want it, it's not going to happen, right? You've heard that before. You can't push a rope uphill. You know, you can't want it more for them than they want it for themselves. But that is how I ran my business as a QNMD. The other reason I keep reminding you that I was a Q at the time is because we always should. My friend says don't should on people. Catherine Lee, I say that all the time. It would be a good idea if all of us would constantly reevaluate where we are, not to be negative and not to criticize ourselves, but to just sort of check in and say, okay, where am I? Where do I want to be? You know, how am I doing things? Is this effective? Is this as effective as it could be? You know, maybe I should tweak things. What could I tweak? So we're always saying that. So as a Q, this is where I was. And what happened was I was focusing on all the accolades. You know, oh, you're training at conference, you're doing this and that. I wasn't looking at the truth. The truth is what I just shared with you. This is where I was. But then someone said to me, and I really needed what I call bare knuckles coaching. You know, if it hurts, it's probably true. You know, and sometimes it's painful that we need to hear things sometimes that don't feel too good. Okay? And so somebody had enough, they cared enough about me to say to me, now wait, and someone, it was from someone from the company, one of my mentors in the company, said, you know, you want to get to NMD 6 months from now. I hate to tell you this, Jill, but it's not going to happen. And I'm the kind of person, as Danny knows, that said, well, watch me. Get out of my way because I'll do it. But what he said was, fine, you can do it, but you're going to be exhausted. Your team's going to be miserable, and they're not going to like this, and it will backfire. I don't even think it's possible, but if it is, it's not going to be the way that it should be done. You need new people. You need new blood. You need people who are as excited as you. And so he said that to me, and it woke me up. I mean, I didn't hang up the phone and cry. I think I slammed the phone down and, like, kicked something and probably threw a few things. I was not happy, you know, because I thought, how dare this person tell me that I'm not going to make it? When the truth is, I needed a wake-up call. And some of you, I hate to say it, maybe only one of you, needs a little wake-up call, you know? So what happened was I went to Q School shortly after that. And if you don't know what Q School is, it's training the company provides when you're a QNMD. For the first time ever, I sat back and I listened and I watched. I literally checked my ego at the door after he basically, you know, told me that I wasn't going to get to NMD anytime soon. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to watch. I was shocked. Now, and this is going to make me sound so egotistical, but I was so surprised that there were people just as successful as me, just as amazing, if not much more amazing than me. And I was like, oh, I'm out of my bubble. You know, I started listening to conversations. I started watching. I told you success leaves clues. You know, you want to watch people who are more successful than you, who are doing things that maybe you aren't doing. And you got to take it in. And so I started watching. And Danny, I noticed people talking about their team in a different way than I did. They were saying, well, my team's going for this goal. We're going for NMD. Not I, we. I've got one going for SSC. I've got two going for SC. I really hope Joe does this. I'm really hoping Sally does this. And I'm thinking, I don't even know what my team's goals are. A, I've never asked them. And B, I've never cared to ask them. I mean, it was a huge wake-up call. I heard them talking about the PVC report, embracing it, understanding it, teaching it. I hadn't even, you know that I was, I hate to say this, but I actually, I'm going to give Danny a heart attack. I would look at the PVC report on qualifiers day. That was the first time. I'd work it on qualifiers day, I'd throw it out, and I'd start new and not look at it again for a month. It was crazy. The other thing I saw these Qs doing, okay, is they were having a lot of these wellness presentations that I thought I was too good for. Now, some of the guys on the line are like this. I'm sorry, but you are. You know, I'm not going to do those things. Those are for girls. You know what? They work. Get over it. Make it your own. Do it like a guy, whatever. But you have to do them because they work. The people who sit on the most couches win, right? So those in-home presentations are part of the business. They may not be your favorite tool in your toolbox. They're still not my favorite, but you know what? They work. So I saw them doing a lot, and I'm going to give you a number to shoot for. 4 to 5 a month. This is what these people were doing. Okay, the other thing was they were not forcing outcomes and not doing what I was doing, which was trying to force people to get excited. They were recruiting more people. So that night, I literally at Q School went back to my room, half in tears, half sort of stunned by what I was seeing. And I had to make a decision. And, you know, Tony Robbins says that when you get to that fork in the road, you know, your destiny is created by the decisions that you make, that choice that you make. All of us have that choice every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every new business month, okay? So we don't want to focus on the past other than to just learn from it, okay? So, you know, from this point forward in this training, I want you to just sort of, you know, quickly take a look at where you are and maybe where you have been, but don't live there. Don't focus on it. Just park there for a little bit and say, okay, ouch, that hurt, and now decide, what am I going to do about it? You know, what am I going to do? I mean, at that point, I decided, you know, I always joke that I put my big girl panties on, and I decided I was just going to do it. You know, I was going to stop whining and complaining. I was going to have the attitude of gratitude. I was going to focus on other people instead of myself. I was going to embrace the tools and the clues that work, stop trying to reinvent the wheel, appreciate my team where they are. And I'm not talking about perfection here, okay? I still struggle. But I decided to change my mindset. So I called it the NMD mindset. I literally wrote down, and I still have the paper, NMD mindset. And that NMD mindset, I'm going to email my PowerPoint to Danny. You can all have it, okay? You can just absorb it, do whatever you want with it. It's on there, bullet points. I'm just going to sort of highlight a couple of them, but you'll get the bullet points. But in essence, it's the opposite of what I shared a minute ago. It was an attitude of, you know, daily affirmations, you know, understanding that what you think about, you bring about. You know, what you focus on expands. I was focusing on what I didn't have. I was focusing on what my team wasn't doing. I was focusing on, I would go to an event, Danny, and have, let's say, 45 people there, 50 or 60 people there. And instead of being grateful and acknowledging my team and saying, this is awesome, you know what I did? I would stand in the back of the room and count and think of all the people that weren't there. You see, so at that moment with the NMD mindset in place, I decided no more. I'm going to focus on what people are doing. And I still struggle with that. But I had a huge, it was a pivotal moment, literally that night. I'll never forget it. So at that point, I also embraced something that, you know, we hear about a lot, but we, you know, you can't just hear things and get results. You've got to, you know, walk the walk, right? And I decided no more excuses. You know, it doesn't mean I have to be perfect and I have to be a rock star, but no more excuses. You know, I'm too busy, I'm too stressed, I'm too whatever. No, it is what it is, right? You do it or you don't. It's like Yoda, right? There is no try, do or do not, okay? And be okay with it. I mean, give yourself some wiggle room and some grace, but just accept what it is. One of the analogies I use, and I said this to a team member the other day, and she's like, okay, you are crazy with your analogies. But one of them is that, you know, you want to lose weight, okay? You want to lose weight. You have a trainer who's your mentor, and you're paying them, and they're there to help you. And you go home, and they can't hold your hand once you get there, and there's a box of Twinkies in front of you. You know, you're either going to eat them or you're not, okay? Just do it, okay? If you're going to eat them, own it and say, you know what? I ate the darn Twinkies, okay? Sue me, all right? I'm going to start tomorrow. This is the way you have to work your business. Give yourself grace and wiggle room, but own what you do and be okay with it, but don't be shocked at the results. Those Twinkies are going to go to your butt, okay? They are, okay? So when your butt gets big from eating the Twinkies, don't complain about it and blame your trainer, you know? You just say, I ate the stupid things. All right, here's my consequence. Now I'm going to run a little extra. So this is what we do in our business. You just do it, you own it, you give yourself some grace, and you start over, okay? So in looking back at where I was, okay, I had this NMD mindset. I'm going to do this, right? Well, then I got this major thing that happened in my life, and all of us have things that are thrown at us, which I won't get into, but it could have derailed me. And I'm telling you, it knocked me on my rear end for 90 days, emotionally just a mess. The only reason I'm telling you that is because I want you to learn what I learned, but I don't want you to learn it the way I did. What I learned, God, the universe, whatever you want to say, was teaching me something. And that was, and by the way, if you don't learn a lesson, you're going to get it over and over and over, and it hurts worse each time, okay? So don't be a knucklehead like me. But what I figured out was the reason that that happened, one of the reasons, is because I never gave anybody any grace or any room to let life get in the way. I was the Gestapo. This is how you do it, because I said, you want to fail, you want to win. This is what you do. I mean, it was ridiculous. What I realized was I wasn't giving anybody any room. When something happened in their life that was pretty tragic, I wasn't real tolerant of that. I would basically say, I'm so sorry, that's too bad. Can you talk it too? Okay? What I realized was when you're busy and you have all those excuses, you can still do this business. But you know when you can't? When you're emotionally broken. It's impossible. So what you do is you nurture yourself, you take care of yourself, and you get right back on the horse. Okay? And when you have people in your business that happens, you love them where they are. You help them out. You don't let them live there forever, but you give them some space, okay? So that's what I learned. So what happened when all that happened was I rested for a while, took care of my family, got myself back on my feet, my upline stepped in, and then I went to work. This NMD mindset can't just be a mindset. You've got to have an action plan attached to it. We can think and wish and hope all we want to be an NMD or whatever you want to be, right? But if you don't have a clear plan with a timeline attached and commit to the activity that it takes, now this is the ugly part of the training that people may not want to hear. It's work. You know, I didn't turn my television on at night. And I don't mean I didn't turn it on every night for 3 hours. I didn't turn it on. You don't have to do that, but I'm telling you the truth. I worked. I decided I'm going to have a new mindset, but I'm also going to work. I looked at the PVC room part and said, it's not anybody's fault but mine that I don't understand this thing. I need to master it. So I went to someone in my upline who's the best. If you have someone in your upline, okay, who's strong with the numbers, you go to them. If you have to call them 5 or 10 times or get Danny to call them, do it. You need to understand the PVC report and embrace it. It's actually not that hard, okay? And you need to understand that that PVC report is like looking in, okay, here's another analogy. It's like if you, I'm not beating on people that want to lose weight, okay? It's just a great analogy to compare weight loss with our business or any goal. But you want to lose weight, okay, so go stand in front of the mirror naked and eat a cheeseburger. It's not going to happen, okay? It's not going to be pretty. You're going to throw the cheeseburger away. So when you look at your PVC report, that's the mirror. It is a direct reflection of what's truly happening in your business. So don't do what I did and run away and go, la, 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 but everybody says I'm great. No, look at the PVC report. It shows you where to spend your time, who deserves and is ready for your time, and what the truth is about where your business is. Don't beat yourself up. Just use it as your roadmap, okay? So events, PVC report, new attitude, embracing and accepting my team where they were, not trying to force them, and the last thing was getting new team. Not because your team isn't good enough, not because they're not doing enough, okay, you've got to shift that mindset, not because you don't appreciate them, not because they're losers and they don't get it, because I know some of you think that about your team, right? The people that give you a little bit of trouble, you just call them grace growers, okay? Everybody needs a few grace growers on their team. But what you do is you go out there and you look for fresh meat, okay? Embrace being a recruiter. My whole training at Danny's Boot Camp was about being a recruiter, and I'll do that sometime if you want me to. But people are afraid of that word in our business. I know we share. I know we're all about the mission. I know we're all helping people. We're not really selling. And I know I'm being sarcastic, but we're recruiters, okay? Recruiting does not mean forcing people to do something. Recruiting means looking for the best, looking for people, inviting them to do what you're doing, partnering with you, but you have a recruiting mindset. So what you want to do is go out there and look for fresh meat. There's nothing I like better than the smell of fresh meat. It's the best thing. There's no problem that a new team member, new distributor can't fix. No problem at all. It feels so good. Okay? So what I did was, not because I'm a superstar, but because I was hungry and I decided to do what it takes. I got 7 new frontline distributors in 60 days. Now, some of you are going to go, well, how did you do that? Some of you are going to Facebook me and give me a message and say, what did you do? I did what everybody does and what your sponsor is already telling you. Nothing original, I promise you. I just did it. So the last thing I'll leave you with in that topic is, you know, if I said to you, okay, I'd like you to go out and find 30 new distributors by tomorrow at midnight. Most of you would laugh. Some of you would say that's impossible. Okay, a few of you might try. But what if I said to you, someone is going to give you, not me because I don't have it, Jeff Roberti's going to give you $1 million if you go out and recruit 30 new frontline distributors by tomorrow at midnight. I'm telling you, every single one of you would do it. You would do it. Why? One, because it's possible. Two, because you had a strong why in place. Your why was bigger than your obstacles. Your why would be bigger than your excuses. Your why would be bigger than the little voice in your head. Your why would be bigger than everybody who ever told you you couldn't do it. And you would just do it, wouldn't you? On our team, we call it Nike It. Nike It is just do it, okay, if you want to. Just do it, okay? So that's where I was. That's what I did. No big secret, but it was a new mindset, recruiting new people, embracing the PVC report, doing events, making it about my team, and going to work. And that's it, Danny.
I was sitting here as you were doing this training, and I was kind of giggling a little bit and laughing through some of it, because one of the things that I really just admire about you and love about you and was attracted to initially when we met was you're just so open and you're honest. And a lot of times people tend to want to be politically correct or don't want to say the wrong thing or something like that. But that's exactly, you know, why I think this is so powerful here tonight, is because you are that way. And some of the things you talked about to me, you know, were things, everything that you experienced, I'm sure I've experienced, and everyone online has or will experience. So I can't thank you enough for just, you know, being open, being honest, being transparent, and being you, and being willing to come on and share all that with us tonight. I really appreciate that. Do you have any closing comments or thoughts?
The last thing I'll say is that being authentic and transparent, I will tell you that a lot of you saw me at the last conference in Dallas. I was sort of the it girl. Okay, I'm on stage, I'm doing trainings, I'm getting all these awards. All that is true, but I want you to know that, you know, I still fell short of goals after that. My team didn't reach the big 39 club goal. We went from 16 to 36 in 5 months, and everybody knew that. But you know what you didn't know? That we never reached 39. We didn't, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay. That was part of the journey, and believe me, it was a hard pill to swallow. But I learned another lesson. We tried to force things before we were ready. Now we're going to reach 39 club, actually any day, and we all learned a lot from it. So if you reach your goals, understand that you're still going to hit obstacles, and you're going to get another lesson, and you just embrace it, you learn from it, and you move forward, and then you pay it forward to other people.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And guys, you know, for those of you who don't know or are online and you're not sure what a national marketing director is, a position that Jill holds, you know, she now, you know, after making some of these changes in her life, after growing personally herself, if she grew, she understood her business would grow. You know, she enjoys that six-figure income today. She enjoys that benefits package that's second to none that our company offers. She enjoys that expense money, the holiday bonus, and all of those things that come along with that. So I think, Jill, you'll say like most of us that it wasn't easy, but it's simple, but it sure has been worth it. And I just really appreciate you for being on tonight and taking time out to be with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And, Danny, your organization is so blessed to have you. And I know you hear this a lot, but I'm going to say it, that you are the most generous person of integrity and dedicated, kind-hearted person that I know. And the fact that you came up to Fort Wayne getting nothing in return other than some hugs and a few crushes, I'm telling you, means the world to me. And my team could not believe how generous you were. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Thank you guys for calling in. Before we close, I want to give you one little update on next Monday night. You will not want to miss this call. It's a rare opportunity. Mr. Gary Giles, who is vice president of NSA and Juice Plus worldwide, he's one of our vice presidents. He is in charge of our product development and quality control. And if you've ever wondered about where do they encapsulate Juice Plus, where do the fruits and vegetables are grown, how do they harvest them, how does the process work, why do we have this on the label, etc., this guy knows more about Juice Plus than probably anyone in the world. And he's going to be on next Monday night sharing with us. It's going to be a real inside look to the product of Juice Plus. So I encourage you to get on next Monday night, get those professionals on, get the healthcare professionals on. This will be a great call for them to plug into and listen to next Monday night. Same time, same number, same code. Hope you'll join us at 9 p.m. Central next Monday, September the 16th. Guys, thanks for calling in. Jill, thank you again so much. An awesome call.